Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. And we say thank you. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power. The kingdom, the glory, and the power. Amen. Both now and forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Amen. And we say good morning. And welcome back. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. Give me 1 second, saints. Amen. Give me one second. Oh, wait a minute. Hallelujah. Having a little technical difficulties this morning. Give me 1 second. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Okay, give me 1 second here. All right, I'm sorry here. Amen. A little technical difficulties this morning. Amen. But we give God praise, glory, and honor. Now, just give me 1 second. Let me make sure that you can hear me, because I would hate to be talking and no one can hear. Amen. So give me 1 second. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. God, we say thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercies. Amen. Thank you for your love. Thank you. Hallelujah. For your provisions. Thank you. Thank you, God. All right. All right. We're moving into a different plan, but we got it working. Oh, Lord, have mercy. All right. Be always ready. Amen. Hallelujah. And we bless the Lord. We like to say good morning to each and every one of you under the sound of my voice on this morning, and we greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Welcome. I am Dr. Alfreda. Amen. I am the pastor of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. And we come this morning to give God praise. We come this morning to give God glory. And we come this morning, amen, to give God the honor. If this is your first time with us, amen, please enjoy the fellowship services. Amen. To the extent that you'll want to come back on tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day, amen, because Lord's willing, we're here every day, 7 days a week. Amen. And we are celebrating 10 1/2 years, amen, for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, amen. And we do give God praise, glory, amen, and we do give God all of the honor, amen. All right, it's a brand new day, amen, and we're going to embrace it in faith, love, and obedience, joy in the Holy Ghost, and decree and declare that Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. All right. Yesterday, amen, we taught a lesson, amen, on that sword, the two-edged sword, amen. We pray, amen, hallelujah, that you have enjoyed that as much as I enjoy teaching it, amen. And we want to continue, amen, talking about that particular piece of our armor, amen, that the Lord has given us, amen, which is, amen, the sword of the Spirit. So let us begin there this morning, amen. Let us, amen, for those of you who may not know, amen, in the book of Ephesians, amen, chapter at number 6. Hallelujah. And we bless the name of the Lord. Okay. Ephesians chapter number 6. And it begins, let's just start in verse number 10. Amen. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. That's verse number 13, talks about our armor. And when we put on the whole armor, it says that we may be able to withstand in the evil day, and haven't done all to stand. And verse number 14 starts to break down our armor. It says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, amen, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful portion of scripture for us, amen, to study, glory be to God, and to memorize, amen. And so, amen, yesterday, amen, on part one, the sword of the Spirit, amen, we talked about that two-edged sword, amen, that two-edged sword, amen, which literally in the Greek means the two-mouth sword, amen, glory be to God, when the word of God has come out of God's mouth as a rhema word to you, amen, and then the word comes out of your mouth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you say what God says. Amen. Now the word becomes a two-edged sword. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, it'll cut you going in, cut you going out, and the devil is in trouble. Amen. And so we want to pick up there today. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Talking about that sword. That sword. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, God has given us our armor. Amen. And we ought to be, amen, utilizing it. Hallelujah. Glory. And when we obey God's instructions, we've been talking about the instructions of God. Amen. Hallelujah. God's divine strategy. Amen. And when we exercise, amen, it correctly, amen, we win. Amen. So having the armor is not enough. Amen. But number one, we have to use the armor. Amen. And we have to use it correctly. And so we bless the Lord. Amen. Beloved, how would you like God to give you a weapon? Amen. Can you imagine, now this coming straight from heaven, God giving you, amen, Father, we already asked you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. O Lord, our strength, amen, and O Lord, our Redeemer, amen, and amen, hallelujah, and we bless the Lord. Mm-hmm. Okay, amen, hallelujah. So the Lord, amen, beloved, gives you a weapon that can rip to shred. Glory be to God. There's a lot of distractions going on this morning in the spirit. The devil is a liar. Is a liar. Father God, I bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. I bind every spirit of witchcraft, voodoo, and sorcery in the name of Jesus. I cancel every satanic assignment, Father God, against our services today, against my life today, against my destiny today, Father God, the lives of your people. We put it under the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus right now over this service. We plead the blood over this word. We plead the blood of
Jesus. Whatever the devil meant for evil, Father God, we ask that you would step in right now and turn it around for good. In Jesus' name, we thank you. In Jesus' name, Father, every spirit of retaliation is bound in Jesus' name. And we decree and we declare that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, beloved, amen, hallelujah. So God, amen, has given us, amen, a weapon. Hallelujah. As we shared with you on yesterday, amen, that sword of the Spirit to shred the devil's strategies. Amen. And we have been teaching on satanic strategies, amen, because the devil has strategies, amen, and divine strategies, amen. But, beloved, we do not have to fear the devil's strategies because God has given us a weapon, amen, to literally shred the devil's strategies. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, yes, yes. So this is why the Lord is telling us in the 17th verse, amen, he said, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. So, beloved, amen, when we look at this word sword, amen, and we investigate this in the Greek, amen, it's the Greek word for it, amen. I'm not even going to go there for with the Greek word, amen. I'm still trying to, amen, get the Greek together, amen. So I'll just, amen, skip over the pronunciation and just get right to the definition, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'll spell it for you, M-A-C-H-A-I-R-A, amen. But, beloved, it is a word that that exacts fear in the minds of those, amen, who heard it. Glory be to God, amen. It's similar to machete, amen. Glory be to God, but that's not the exact word. But let's just stick with the definition, glory be to God. It's a word that puts fear, amen, into those who hear it. Glory be to God. Because, beloved, it wasn't just a sword, amen, that the Lord has given us, beloved. Beloved, but it is a weapon of murder. A weapon of murder that caused the victim horrid pain as he lay bleeding to death. Amen. Glory be to God. And that's what this word sword here means. Hallelujah, beloved. Hallelujah. And now, just for your knowledge, amen, so we did a little bit of research, amen, on this sword, amen. So let me share it with you, amen, on this morning, amen. There were various types of swords, amen, used by the Roman army during the New Testament times. For instance, beloved, there was a huge double-handed sword, and this sword was so massive that it could only be utilized with the use of two hands. This sword could not be used in real combat because it was too large. Instead, it was used during sword practice sessions because it helped develop stronger muscles as the soldier strung it against a post that represented an enemy. And in addition to that type of sword, the double-handed sword, beloved, there was also another sword, which was a long sword that they used in Roman army time in the New Testament. Amen. And this long sword was used for fighting in a battle, similar to the sword that we are familiar with today. When we say sword, we visualize, you know, the long sword, okay? So this is very, very similar to that. This sword was effective in battle, but it more often wounded the enemy than it killed him. Because it was long, it was most often swung at the enemy from the side. And then it would just scrape him or just, you know, cut, you know what I mean, into the limbs of the adversary. But, beloved, the weapon here, when the Lord speaks about the sword of the Spirit, beloved, here in Ephesians 6:17, the word that Paul uses, beloved, is a different type of sword. This here sword, beloved, comes from the Greek word machare. Okay, that's the best I can do to pronounce it. Amen. Glory be to God. And it was not either one of the two swords that I just described to you. This was a different type of sword. Paul uses this word, beloved. This sword here was an exceptional, brutal weapon. Although it could be up to 19 inches in length. See, most often it was shorter and sharp. It was like a dagger-type sword. And just as a dagger is inserted into a victim at close range, this sword was used only in close combat. It was razor sharp on both sides of the blade. And what would happen is the tip of the sword, beloved, amen, it would go into the individual and it would turn upward, see? And then once it is in the individual, and then they would twist it like we would do a corkscrew. They would twist it. Glory be to God. And the sword was already razor sharp. Glory be to God. And then it could be easily thrust into the abdomen of the adversary. And because it had that corkscrew tip, glory be to God. See? And then you could literally shred, amen, the adversary, glory be to God, their insides. When you twist the sword, glory be to God, you would actually shred the inside of that individual. This is the type of weapon here, amen, that Paul is talking about, amen, when he speaks about sword, beloved. All of these characteristics in this particular sword, beloved, it was very deadly. This type of sword that Paul speaks about, beloved, is a frightful weapon. Two-edged dagger-type sword inflicted a wound far worse than any other sword that was available to the Roman soldiers at that time. And although the other swords were deadly, this one was a terror to the imagination. And by Paul using this word, beloved, hallelujah, in Ephesians 6:17, Paul is saying that God has given the church of Jesus Christ a weapon that is frightful to the devil and the devil's forces. Glory be to the living God. And this, beloved, why is this weapon so horrible, hallelujah, and so horrific to the kingdom of darkness? Because it has the razor-sharp power to slash out demonic foes to shreds. Because Paul uses this word here, beloved, to describe the sword, glory be to God, it denotes, hallelujah, that it was a sword with a dagger shape. Glory be to God. It tells us that the sword of the Spirit is a weapon that is normally employed in closer combat. So let's just take it one step further so we can understand why it is so. Beloved, amen. I want you to notice, amen, that the verse calls it the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. As we shared with you on yesterday, amen, the word, amen, glory be to God, is a Greek word which means rhema. It describes something that is spoken clearly, something that is spoken vividly, something that is spoken in unmistakable terms, something that is spoken in undeniable language. In the New Testament, the word rhema carries the idea of a quickened word. The example that we shared with you on yesterday, beloved, amen, glory be to God, as we recap quickly, glory be to God, the examples of a rhema word or examples of a quickened word. When you're praying to God about a situation, and suddenly, amen, that Bible verse rises from within your heart. And in that very moment that Bible verse rises within your heart, beloved, you know that God has supernaturally made you aware of a verse that you can stand on. Supernaturally made you aware, glory be to God, of a word that you can claim for your situation. And when that happens, beloved, it's as if now listen to me, glory be to God, I just broke down to you, amen, how dangerous and how horrific, amen, this sword is, amen, that Paul, amen, describes for us. But in the moment, amen, that you receive that rhema word from God, beloved, it's as if the Holy Spirit has put a sword in your hand. The moment you receive that rhema word from God, it's as if the Holy Spirit has put that spiritual dagger in your hands that you can insert into the heart of the enemy to bring about his defeat. Beloved, there are many examples of God giving someone this kind of quickened word in the Bible. But let us look at the best ones, amen, glory be to God, in Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4. Some of you are familiar with this, amen. We want to look at this real quickly this morning. In Luke chapter 4, beloved, is where Jesus is being tempted by the devil in the wilderness. Over and over again, the devil tempted and testing Jesus in the wilderness. But with each temptation, a scripture was quickened inside of Jesus. With each temptation, amen, let us look at it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let us look in. Verse number 4. All right, this is read it. What time is it? Okay, we got a couple minutes. All right, Matthew 4. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. But here goes the word rising up within the heart of Jesus. Hallelujah. What did Jesus say? Hallelujah. And he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Oh, but no. But that devil didn't give up. Oh, the devil didn't give up. Here come the devil again in verse number 5, tempting Jesus in his hour of weakness. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Verse number 5, then the devil tempted, taketh him up into the holy city. And set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in thy hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone." But what did Jesus do? The word, glory be to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, resurrected, up in Jesus. What did Jesus do? Hallelujah, hallelujah, he gave Satan a word. Hallelujah. What in verse number 7, and Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Oh, but Satan didn't give up. Oh, beloved, hallelujah, to fight the good fight of faith. Verse number 8, again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou fall down and worship me. But what did Jesus say? Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thy serve. Oh, glory be, hallelujah, to the living God, hallelujah, beloved, and we'll come back, hallelujah, at another time, hallelujah. It's only three ways Satan can try to get in. That's through the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and the lust of the eyes. And these are the three temptations that he tried to tempt Jesus with. But what did Jesus do? Oh, glory be to God, hallelujah. He didn't start hollering and screaming. Oh, glory be to God, speaking in tongues. Oh, hallelujah. No, he didn't do none of that. Hallelujah. But he gave him the word. Yes, he did. Hallelujah, beloved. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, over and over again, the devil tempting him, testing him. But every time the devil came, hallelujah, that scripture quickened inside Jesus, and he would speak forth that scripture to the devil. Oh, hallelujah. And every time he did, it was like a sword against the enemy. Each time Jesus used a verse that the Spirit had quickened to him, the sword of the word dealt a serious blow to the enemy, causing the enemy to eventually flee in defeat. Oh, yeah, beloved. Hallelujah. We win. Oh, but you got to fight. You got to fight. You got to use your sword. Just stop looking at the sword. Hallelujah. Stop marveling at the beauty of the sword. Beloved, we got to pick the sword up. Oh, glory be to God, and use it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, when we take the Greek definition, hallelujah, of the word sword in Ephesians 6:17, that dagger sword, and the word rhema, amen. Let us look at Ephesians 6:17 in the Greek Bible, amen, and let us read it, amen. And it reads like this: the Spirit will place a razor-sharp sword at your disposal anytime the enemy gets too close. This sword's power will be available the very moment the Spirit quickens a specific word for a specific situation you are facing. Hallelujah, my God. Let me read that again. Let me read that again. My God, my God, my God. Oh, my God, Jesus. The Spirit will place a razor-sharp sword at your disposal anytime the enemy gets too close. This sword's power will be available the very moment the Spirit quickens a specific word for a specific situation you are facing. Oops, there it is. Oops, there it is. That two-edged sword, beloved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we agree with the word, hallelujah. When we use the word, beloved, beloved. Glory be to God. This is why the enemy is afraid of you. This is why he is scared to death of you. But because you don't know who you are, because you don't know the power in what we possess, glory be to God, the weapons of our warfare, Christ in you, your hope of glory, greater is he that lives in you than he that lives in the world. Because we don't know who we are, he intimidates us. He pushes us around. He bullies us. Oh, glory be to God. When we are the ones with the greater power, we are the ones with the greater authority, we are the ones. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Beloved, when you receive a rhema from the Lord, the Holy Spirit drops a word or a scripture into your heart. Hallelujah. Causing that word to come alive supernaturally and to impart special powers and authority to you. This quickened word is so powerful that it is like a sword that has been placed in your hands. This is why Paul calls it the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Beloved, the next time you find yourself in close combat with the enemy, take the time to get quiet in your heart and listen. And the Holy Spirit will reach up from within your spirit, and he will quicken to you a scripture. Glory be to God. And this scripture has the exact power, glory be to God, that you need for your situation to find yourself in that moment. It's going to be exactly what you need. Glory be to God. He's going to quicken it within you. In other words, beloved, the Holy Spirit is going to give you a rhema. The Holy Spirit is going to give you a specific word for a specific time and for a specific purpose. Beloved, and when that happens, you have just received real sword power. Real sword power in the realm of the Spirit. Oh, glory be to God. Now, according to the word of God, what you have to do with that sword power, once you receive that rhema word in your spirit, it's time for you to insert it in the devil. And once you insert it, you got to twist it. Hallelujah. Why it's in there. Glory be to God. And do damage. Oh, baby, hallelujah. It's a real spiritual fight. It's a real spiritual fight. And you can't be afraid. You can't be scared. He has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. You can't be, he said, fight the good fight. You can't even lose. Glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Take that dagger, glory. I can't do that. Oh, really? Oh, really? If somebody approached you, beloved, and you knew, glory be to God, God forbid, amen, say you had a home invasion. And somebody had the nerve to walk up in your house, bust up in your house, and you know at that moment it's either you or them. It's either you or them. Oh, baby, let me tell you something. Hallelujah. You'll find yourself, amen, hallelujah, fighting for your life. But it was you or them. Beloved, the devil don't play fair. The devil don't play fair. Oh, glory be to God. And God has given us permission. God has given us authority, and not only that, God has given us the weapons. These are God-made weapons. These are supernatural weapons. Hallelujah. These are dangerous weapons. Hallelujah. Beloved, it's time to pick your weapon up. Hallelujah. Thank God for that rhema word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you get that rhema word, God is saying, cut him. Cut who? Satan. Cut him. The sword of the Spirit. Glory. Take your sword. Take this rhema word and cut him. And when you get the sword up in there, twist that thing around like a corkscrew. Yeah, pull it. You going for the kill. You going for the kill. Why? Because he came to kill. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Oh, no, but you going to beat him too, because now you going for the kill. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We have God's permission. We have God's authority to use the sword. He didn't give us a sword to sit and play with it like it was a toy. Shining up the sword, looking at the sword, taking selfies with the sword. No. God gave us that sword to use it. And the devil want to sneak up on you. Amen. He said, take your rhema word, amen, and use the sword. You got God's permission. You ain't got to worry about 911. You don't have to worry about the cops and the FBI and the CIA and bail's bond and a judge and incarceration. You ain't got to worry about none of that. No warrant for your arrest. You ain't got to worry about none of that. Anybody got anything to say about it? Yeah, they're going to have to, amen, tell them to go see your daddy. go see your daddy. We have God's permission to use the sword, beloved. That's why God gave it to us. Hallelujah, my God, and the violent take it by force. So, beloved, as I said before, and I say again, and we close. Hallelujah. Next time that devil want to sneak up on you, harassing you, glory be to God, after you done went in prayer, spent your quiet time with the Lord, you got that rhema word from God, the rhema word is the sword in your hand. The Holy Spirit just walked over to you and said, put something in your hand. He said, use this. Use this. And when that enemy come up on you, glory be to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, take that sword power and the rim of the Spirit, beloved, insert it, twist it, and do damage to the devil in Jesus' name. Then you can watch in jubilation, hallelujah, as he hits the road and flees. Same thing he did with Jesus in the wilderness. We go. I don't know. But he out of here. I don't know. But he out of here. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. We are not, hallelujah, the victims. We are the victors. We are not the victims. We are the victors, and you need to keep saying that until you get it. Your faith will rise to the level of your confession. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stop walking around with your head down. Stop walking around like you in handcuffs and shackles. Glory be to God. We are not the victims. We are the victors. Get somewhere quiet with God. Speak into your heavenly language. Just get in his presence somewhere. Worship him in songs and spiritual songs. Until God drop that rain, until Holy Spirit drop that rhema word in your spirit. And when he do that, as we said yesterday, that two-mouth sword, then you get up. Amen. It done came out of God's mouth. Now come out of your mouth. Here you go, the two-mouth sword. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And use it. For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing unto the dividing asunder soul and spirit, joint and marrow, and the discern of the thoughts and the intents of our hearts. Father God, we say thank you. Father, we know that your spirit has the very answer we need for any situation we may confront in life. When he speaks to our heart, it places a razor-sharp sword in our hands that we can use against our spiritual enemies. Lord, help us keep a sensitive ear to the Holy Spirit so we can recognize those moments when he is trying to give us a rhema that will put the devil on the run. And we say thank you, and we bless you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. To God be praise, glory, and honor. Amen, hallelujah. Beloved, don't be afraid to use your sword. Amen, in Jesus' name. All right, that is the word of God for today. We want to thank God for it. Amen, and his word will never return unto him void. Whoo. But it will accomplish everything, amen, that he has sent it out to do. Amen. The Holy Spirit just showed me, amen, God has real warriors. We are real warriors. We're not no chumps. We're not no chumps in the spirit, beloved. It's God super on our natural. Some of us have to start getting radical in the spirit. You're too soft. You're too soft. And I'm talking spiritual now. You're too soft. You're hard on people, but you're soft on the devil. You're hard on people. You're hard on your family. You're hard on your friends. You're hard. You're mean. You don't take no stuff. You don't play. You got a reputation for all that, okay? But you're too soft on the devil. Got your sword sitting right beside you and won't pick it up and use it after you receive that rhema word. In form of announcements today, all right, all right, all right. We will be at the altar of prayer today, Lord's willing, at 12 o'clock, back tonight at 9 o'clock. Please come in, join us. Amen. Spread the word. Amen. Let everybody know, amen, that there's an altar prayer going on. Amen. Glory be to God, because we need the prayer, saints. Amen. We need the prayer. Amen. I know in my own personal life, amen, God is doubling me up in my own personal time. Amen. With the prayer, beloved, because there's so much to pray for. I tell you the truth. I'm telling you, we got to stay locked up in faith. I'm telling you, it'll cause you to break down. When you see what's going on around us with our children, with the rental situation, with COVID, with the fires, with the mudslides, with the tornadoes, oh my God, it's so much to pray for, saints. It's just so much to pray for, amen. It's just so much to pray for. Amen. And so we want to just stay there. Amen. Glory be to God. Invite somebody. Sometimes somebody needs somebody to pray for them. Amen. If they don't want to come to the prayer altar, come and you put their name on the altar. Put their name on the altar. Pray for your neighbors. Come on, pray for your coworkers. Pray for your enemies. You don't want your enemies to go to hell, do you? You don't want your enemies to go to hell. God don't. Amen. Glory be to God. You shouldn't either. Amen. Pray today and repent. Amen. And turn while they have time. Come on, saints. So much going on. So much going on. Amen. And so we'll be there today in Jesus' name. All right. Tomorrow is our, amen, praise Wednesday. Amen. Glory be to God. Come on with your testimonies. Come on with your praise. Amen. On tomorrow, Lord's willing. Amen, in Jesus' name. All right, amen, that's it. That's it, beloved, amen. We spent 2 days on our sword. I think the Lord is trying to give us a message. And guess what? It always got to, look. You got to come to the teacher first. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I want to thank God. Hallelujah. Not only am I teaching, I'm being taught myself. Hallelujah, beloved. Hallelujah. Take that sword. Take that sword. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I know some people, amen, hallelujah, walk around licensed to carry. License to carry. They got the guns, amen, got their little makeshift knives and stuff. I mean, you know, just for protection, you know. Look, self-defense. So if it's okay in the natural, beloved, but we don't want to go that far in the spiritual. We so spiritual, we ain't spiritual. See? Because if something happened in the natural, even though it's self-defense, you still got to go to court. You got to explain this, blah, 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 blah. All this red tape, glory be to God, in the natural, glory be to God. But God has given us license to carry in the spiritual. But we won't use it. It's time to use it, beloved. Because as we see, the devil is on the vengeance. The devil knows that his time is real short. The devil knows that his time is real short. I mean, like, real short. And he is desperate. He's snatching anybody he can get. He said, give me that baby over there. Give me that little five-year-old over there. I'll take the senior citizens. I'll take the two handicapped people that was burned up in the house in West Philly last night. I'll take this one. I'll take that bishop. Can we get that bishop? He's snatching. Because he determined he ain't going by himself. He's on the vengeance, beloved. Amen. And God has given us our spiritual warfare. Amen. It has gone for the defensive and offensive. And we have to be just as radical as he is with God's permission. Because God has already given us permission. Because he wouldn't have given you the sword if he didn't want you to use it. He going to train you how to use it. You don't have to go to the shooting range and learn how to shoot. Glory be God. No, the Holy Spirit going to teach you how to use that thing while you're swinging it. That's all we got. And that's all we need. Everybody have a lovely, 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 lovely day. Lord's willing, we'll meet you at the altar of prayer today. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Father God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, as we go out today, Father God, stay in the day, whatever we do today. Oh, Father God, we pray for your mercies right now, Father God. Oh, Father God, Holly, we pray for your help. We pray for your grace, Father God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, so many people are just in this terrible situation, this terrible, Father God. Oh, Father God, don't know where they're going to go, Father God. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. Maybe, Father God, have to live in a car or living in some situation that's not conducive for them, Father God. Father God, COVID-19, Father God, fires and bloodshed, violence and violence, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, unemployment rates is high. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. But Father God, you said with sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound. And so, Father God, we're praying for your help. But Father God, your help, Father God, is really no use if you come in and help, Father God, and they still, Father God, go to hell, Father God. So what good is if somebody's rent is paid and they still go to hell, Father God? Somebody's delivered from COVID-19, but they still go to hell. Or for somebody finds a job, but they still go to hell. So, Father God, our first priority in our prayer, Father God, is that these individuals will come to know you in the pardoning of their sins. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that is our prayer. prayer. We're praying for souls because heaven and earth is going to pass away. All of this is going down anyhow, Father God. Hallelujah, but we are praying for souls, Father, that you would stir up a revival in the world, not just in the United States of America, but in the world at large. Father God, a revival, this end time revival, that souls will come running back to you, Father God, or running to you, because not some of them never ran to you in the first place. But Father God, they will come running to you, and the ones that turned away will come running back. Oh, Father God, and return back to our first love. Father God, this is our prayer. Our hearts are heavy today, Father God. Our hearts are heavy, but we bind this spirit of heaviness in the name of Jesus. We cancel bad news in Jesus' name. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. We bind the spirit of fear. We speak to the raging waters, and we command peace, be still, in Jesus' name. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father. Can't thank you for canceling every spirit of accident, incident, and calamity. In Jesus' name. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. We decree and we declare, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And may the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you a peace. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. Don't be afraid to use your sword. Amen. Don't be afraid to use your sword. Amen. I love you. I love you. I love you. Amen. Thank you for allowing me to serve you. Amen. On today. Amen. God bless you.